Ridership on the T has taken a huge hit during the pandemic, and the MBTA is looking ahead and will vote to suspend the Hingham-Hull ferry service on December 14th. Commuter line service to Kingston will continue, but Plymouth is facing the guillotine as well. Here is the MBTA's Assistant General Manager of Policy, Laurel Paget-Seekins, who says the MBTA will save roughly $128 million on the cuts. There will also be a 20% drop in frequency across the T's service, and the cuts will take effect sometime in the spring or summer.
I will really quickly just state that this is something we're seeking proposals on. It's going to be an iterative process. We'll make some decisions, but we will continue to monitor ridership and revenue, and that most of the changes would go into effect next spring and summer.
Executive Director of Old Colony Planning Council, Mary Waldron, says a formal letter has been sent to the MBTA concerning cutting the Cordage Park commuter rail and how it could affect Plymouth.
This is Mary Waldron. I did be noted that Old Colony Planning Council sent a letter, great detailed letter, with the support of Paul and Charlie and Dottie and our team, raising our concerns, leaving a community like the town of Plymouth without rail service, a population of 59,000, the tourism, our concerns, but the letter has been properly sent in.
To voice your concerns to the MBTA, go to their website. It is mbta.com/forging ahead. That website again is mbta.com/forging ahead. In Brockton, David Cedrone, WATD News.